Let's start with any details you can give us about the attack itself.
Well, this was actually a targeted attack, is what we learned last week at a press conference. On October 29th, very early in the morning, the Las Cruces Public Schools district servers were hit with a virus that is designed to padlock your systems, lock off your data, and keep it locked until you pay a ransom.
Do you have any idea what the ransom was in this case?
The district says that they did not engage with the hacker at all, but they did refer to a hacker and said that there was evidence that the hacker had actually found a way to research their network systems weeks before the attack took place.
They have no idea where it came from, though, at this point, right?
Well, they're not saying much. The matter has been referred to federal law enforcement, and so they understandably don't want to give a lot of details about what they know.
In the meantime, what about teachers getting paid and students getting grades?
That is all happening. They said that they had actually a plan in place for a cyber attack, and so they had backup systems and they were able to isolate the ransomware very quickly, and so that data has not been compromised. However, there's going to be a very long and very expensive cleanup as they scrub some 30,000 computer devices across the district because they have to actually erase the hard drives and reinstall operating systems before they're allowed back onto the internet.
And this could have very easily gone from the Las Cruces Public Schools system out to many other organizations locally.
That's correct. I mean, there are ways that people access the district servers from outside. NMSU students access the district through Canvas, which is a software application. Parents and students also have ways of accessing the computer system remotely. Those services remain unavailable for now until they get this cleaned up. And my calculation is it's going to be months.
So far, there's no indication that it did get into anybody else's organization, though, right?
That's correct. There's no indication that it spread beyond the district.
In the meantime, I hear some teachers are going back to some maybe older school methods of teaching.
For now, they're using grade books and Microsoft Excel to keep track of attendance and grades. But this is going to be a very expensive undertaking because they have to replace their cybersecurity hardware. And this is part of a trend nationwide. In 2019, there have been hundreds of attacks, municipal governments, local healthcare facilities, and other small industries that can't afford to budget a whole lot for cybersecurity are getting hit with these attacks.
And basically, the message is, don't download anything that you might be suspicious of.
Right. Don't click on strange links and emails. Check the browser window for the address of anything you receive. Really start to educate yourself and practice good cyber hygiene.
We also worry about our election systems when it comes to the potential for hacking. Now, that didn't happen in this last election in the city of Las Cruces, but we did have a new method of voting in place.
No, I mean, it was our first city election using ranked choice voting, and that seems to have gone smoothly so far. Of course, the results have not been canvassed and certified as yet.
And in terms of one of the big messages coming out of quite a few of the candidates was how business-friendly Las Cruces is and what direction we might take.
It was the biggest field of candidates, 10 people running for mayor. That's the biggest field of candidates since 1991 when a dozen people ran. The big complaint in this campaign was about the business climate in Las Cruces. Everything from the minimum wage that the city has passed to the availability of inspections and the process for setting up your business, as well as how the city helps businesses through these disruptive infrastructure projects, rebuilding streets and such. But those concerns were not enough to topple the mayor. Mayor Ken Miyagashima was reelected to a fourth term, but these are all concerns that are probably going to have to be addressed during this fourth term of his.
And what do you think we might see in terms of how they address those issues?
Well, the mayor says that the minimum wage is a very good thing, but he has conceded that the city has a ways to go in terms of making sure inspection services are prompt and consistent, and he pointed to his business concierge program as something that could assist with that.
All right, the Monday Business Watch with Las Cruces Sun News reporter Algernon de Massa. Thank you.
Ciao.